Today we're going to learn Sota Daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph. We left off on Daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph a few lines into the page, and the Mishnah had said that the Sanhedrin would go to a place where the dead body was in order to deal with the Egla Arufa procedure. So the Gemara is going to discuss there's another shita of a Tana that disagrees and holds that even the Melech and the Kohen Gadol would go out. So says Gemara, Masnisin Delokra, Blaz Ben Yaakov, our Mishnah, which says that the Sanhedrin goes out to the place, but not the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, is against Blaz Ben Yaakov, the Tanya Blaz Ben Yaakov Omer, Zikenecha, Zo Sanhedrin, Shovtecha, Zo Melech, the Kohen Gadol. So Melech, Dixiv, Melech, Mimishbet Yamanar, it's Kohen Gadol, Dixiv, Vasa El. So you see that the Shofet is the one that's the Memuna on the Kohanim, meaning he's the Kohen Gadol. So you see that they all go out. So it says in Mari Bailu, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Bimelech Kohen Gadol, Lude Palig, Aval Besanhedre, Ikrab Yudik, Rabbi Shimon Sfirulei, Odum Besanhedrinami Palig, Adi Iko Kula Sanhedri. So we know Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov definitely adds a few new people to the category of those who go out to deal with the Egla Arufa, the Melech, the Kohen Gadol, but what about when it comes to the Sanhedrin? Everyone holds that some members of the Sanhedrin have to go out. There was a machlokas how many members of the Sanhedrin have to go out. Rabbi Yehuda had said 5, Rabbi Shimon had said 3. So does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agree with one of those numbers, or does he say, no, everybody, the entire Sanhedrin has to go out? Amar Rav Yosef Toshima. We're going to bring a raya from a brisa. Mitzan Zakin Mamre. If a Zakin Mamre found the Chachmei Sanhedrin Gedola outside of the Lishchas Hagazis, a Beit Pagi, in a place that was called Beit Pagi, that was inside Yerushalayim, and he asked them the halacha about something that he disagreed with the Chacham in his city about, and after they paskin the din, he goes back to his city, the Himra Alein, and he goes back to paskining the way he was paskining before. So he was Mamre, he was a Zakin Mamre, he was Mamre as PM of the Beis Nagadol, so Yachol Te Hamra Sa Hamra. Should we say, I might think that the Hora'a against the Sanhedrin is considered a real Zakin Mamri situation, would give him the din of a Zakin Mamri and be Chayiv Chenek. Tamalomar, that's why the Pasuk says, Vekamta Valisa Lamakom, Lamicha Makom Gorim. They know it's only if he confronted the Sanhedrin in the Lishchas Hagazis that it becomes a Zakin Mamre who's Chayiv Chenek. The Gemara explains what's the situation that you have to be Mamayit the Zakin Mamre because the Makum is Gorim, and then we'll explain the Raya. Dinafuk Kama, how many Dayanim were in Beis Pagi when the Zakin Mamre met them, where I would have had a Hava Amina that he becomes a Zakin Mamre? Ilema Dinafuk Miktsasan, if it's just some of the Dayanim, Dilma Hanachdika Gavai Kavasei Svirulahu, well, that wouldn't nearly be enough, because for all he knows, all the members of the Sanhedrin that are still in the Lishchas Hagazis might agree with him. El Pshita Denafa Kulu. So it must be that we're talking about a case where he confronts the entire Sanhedrin by the Beis Pagi, and that's where the Bryce says to tell me that you might think he becomes a Zakin Mamre, but no, he doesn't. So now we're explaining the Raya. Ulamai. Why would the entire Sanhedrin be outside of the Lishchas Hagazis? Ilid Vararashus, if they were just going out stam, Mimatsuma Nafki, are they allowed to leave just for a Dvararashus, Vaksiv? Shorech Agana Sohar, Al Yachsara Mozeg, and we darshan Shem Nitzrach Echad Mehem Lotzeis, Im Yesham Esum Shosha Kenegat Sanhedrin Kitana, Yotze, that the member of the Sanhedrin has to first take a head count before he leaves. He has to make sure that there are at least 23 members of the Sanhedrin still there, which is the ratio of Meziga of Yayin, the ratio of dilution of wine was a 2/3, 1/3 ratio. So he has to make sure 1/3 of the Sanhedrin is actually there. Vim Lav Inu Yotze, but if there aren't 23 judges still there, he cannot leave at all. So it can't be that the entire Sanhedrin would just be outside Lishchas Hagazis for Dvar Harshus. So how could it ever be that a Zakin Mamre would have run into the entirety of the Sanhedrin? El Pshitol Dvar Mitzvah. It must be that they had gone out for Dvar Mitzvah. Well, Lamai, what sort of Dvar Mitzvah would lead the entire Sanhedrin outside of Lishchas Hagazis? Lav L'medidas Egla V'Rabbi Elias Ben Yaakov Hi. Isn't it to measure for the Egla Rufa? And it therefore follows the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, who disagrees with our Mishnah, and holds that you need the entire Sanhedrin to go out for the Medida? Amalei Abayi says, lo, no, maybe it's for a different Mitzvah. Dilma Lahosav Al Yerav Al Azaros. maybe you need the entire Sanhedrin to add to the city of Yerushalayim or to the Azaros to extend the Kedusha, Kedetanan, because the Mishnah says, Ein Mosiv Aliyah V'Azaros Al Bezin Shloshim V'Echad. The entire Sanhedrin is needed to be Mosiv Aliyah V'Azaros. So the Gemara brings another Raya, or Raya to Rav Yosef, that according to Rav Lozov and Yaakov, even for Medida of Negla Arufa, you need the entire Sanhedrin. Tanya Kavasi Rav Yosef, Mitzana Beis Pagi V'Himra Alehen, Kigon Sheyatzulu Medida Segla. Ooh, the Raya says it explicitly. If the Zakin Mamre finds the Sanhedrin by the Beis Pagi, and he does the Amra there, and the Raya says, what are they all doing there? Medida Segla. Oh, lahos v'alir v'alazaros, so yachol te amra so amra, you might have thought that makes him a zakin mamre, tamalom rakam to alisa malamit shamakom garem. So we see that, no, the makom is garem, that it has to be only that he runs into them in the lashchas agazes, not by base pagi. So, main point over here, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, not only does the Sanhedrin need to come out for Egla Rufa, but the melech and the Kohen Gadol, and we conclude that the entirety of the Sanhedrin has to come out. Meaning, it's say he doesn't even agree with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about the Sanhedrin, who say that it's three or five. The entirety of the Sanhedrin have to come out. Okay, now the Mishnah went on to say, Nimtza tamun begal otali be'ilan, if they find the dead body hidden under a pile of rubble or hanging from a tree, you don't do negla rufa because the pasuk says badama. So it says Gemara lema masnisin Rabbi Yehuda hivalo rabbanan. It sounds like our Mishnah follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, not the sheet of the rabbanan. That badama excludes a case of tamun detanya, because we have a brisa that darshins a pasuk in sefer Devarim. The pasuk says ki siktor ktsircha besadecha vishachachta omer basada lo soshav lekachto legar yosam lalmana yiyeh, tells us the din of shichcha that if you forget a bundle in the field, you have to leave it as a matnas aniyim. V'shachachta omer basada. So what does that mean? Prat l'tamun. It has to be in the field, but something that's hidden, that's not exposed in the field, is not considered shichcha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, v'chum mormin basada, l'rabo says l'tamun. And l'chum say basada means whatever's in the field, even that which is covered up and hidden in the field, is included in the isser of going back to take it, and has to be left for the aniyim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, from the word basada, we learn to exclude tamun. According to the chachamim, the word basada comes to include tamun. So now our Mishnah as well, excuse me, we learn from the word ba'adama to exclude tamun, that therefore must follow the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Says Amarav afilu teim rabbanan. Nah, it's not a raya. You could even say that our Mishnah is following the sheet of the chachamim. And yes, we are mimayit from the word ba'adama, that tamun is not included in ba'adama. The Brisa didn't use the word ba'adama, it used the word besada, and hocha mein yana dekra, v'hasa mein yana dekra. You have to look at the context of each of the psukim. You know, over there, we darshan, you know, ba'yegla rufa dechsiv ki matzei chalal, the implication of ki matzei is hecha demishtakech, wherever you would find it, even if it's tamun, wherever you happen to find it. So that's why when the Torah comes and says Adama prat l'tamun, but Adama is coming to qualify that, to change that, and say no, that if it's tamun, that's not included. And by shichcha, you have to look at the context of that pasuk. So we're relating the shichcha to the katsir, that just like that the bundles have a din of shichcha when they're like katsir, ma katsir begaloi, af shichcha begaloi. Just like katsir is something that's exposed, so shichcha would be something that's exposed, and then kasar rachman basada. Then the Torah goes out of its way to add the word basada to change that and say the rabbu says a tamun, that it comes to include even that which is tamun, even that which is hidden. So we said that Rabbi Yehuda excludes tamun from shichcha because he holds that the word basada, that the word basada teaches that it has to be something that's out in the field, not something that's hidden in the field. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could have been mimayi tamun from the fact that it says shichcha and katsir, and say that just like katsir is begaloi, so too shichcha is begaloi. Says Gemara, inachinami vel basada lameli. You're right. Rabbi Yehuda could learn from there. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the word basada? Mi bayle the rabbi shichchas kama. He uses basada to tell me that if you forget to be kotzer one corner of your field, that's also included in the iser of lo sashav lekachto. It's also included in the mitzvah of shechicha. So even in something that was never harvested, rabban shechichas kama minalu. How did the rabban know that there's such a thing called shechichas kama? That's something that was never cut in the first place can be shechicha. Nafkalu michisik tzar sircha. Bisadecha. So we learn from the extra word bisadecha that it could have just written kisiktzar kisircha v'shachachta omer bisadeh, and the chamdarshin from the fact that it says v'shachachta, that v'shachachta goes on the beginning of the pasuk as well. The pasuk is telling me kisiktzar kisircha bisadecha v'shachachta, that you forgot miliktzar, you forgot v'shachachta to even cut. So that's how we see shechas kama. Rabbi Yehuda mi baylei lech Rabbi Avohu amr blazer. Rabbi Yehuda will need that drasha b'sadecha to tell me what Rabbi Avohu says in the name of blazer. Dam Rabbi Avohu amr blazer prat l'shetzafu omarin l'toch sadeh chavero, that it's coming to exclude a case where the wind lifted up the bundles from your own field and deposited them in your neighbor's field. And because he holds that they're, he thought that they belonged to his friend. He didn't realize they were his own bundles, and that's why he left them there. So in such a case, the Torah says, b'sadecha, that if the reason you forgot them was because it looked like they belonged to your neighbor, then that is not a violation of then that is not included in the shechicha. Rabbanan, how did the Rabbanan know that din? Basada b'sadecha. According to the Chachamim, we learn that from the fact that the Torah could have said kisiktzar kisircha basada v'shachachta, but it says b'sadecha. So since it makes it more possessive, we know that if it's in your neighbor's field, it's not included in shechicha. Rabbi Yehuda basada b'sadecha l'mashmalei, and Rabbi Yehuda simply doesn't hold of any such drasha of basada b'sadecha. So bar Rabbi Yirmiyah, tzafu omrin l'toch sadeh umahu. Let's say the wind blew some bundles of grain on a rock or on a pillar or one on top of the other in a way that they're not actually sitting on the ground, so they're sort of in the airspace of your field. Is the airspace of a field also considered a field, or is it not considered like it's in your field? Sounds like when the wind lifted it up and put it in your friend's field, it's not shecha. But if it lifted up and put it in your field, even if it's not on the ground, but it lifted it up, and it's on an amud, it's on an even, that it would still be shecha. Says Mar L'Temech, but if that's what you're going to learn from Rabbi Avohu, L'Toch Sadeh Chaverot Safu In, Munach No. Wait, you think that the wind lifting it up means that it doesn't land on the ground? So when it's in your friend's field, it's only if it's not on the ground that we say that it's not shecha. But if it's in your friend's field on the ground because the wind blew it there, that is shecha. V'binim B'Sadecha V'Lecha. It's not in your field, so it can't possibly be shecha. Ela toch sdei chavero afilu menachin. No, clearly, if it goes into your friend's field, even if it's on the ground, it's not going to be shecha. V'haydu kamer tzafu. The reason we say tzafu is de lo mishkachas la'ela b'tzafu, that this metzius, that it's going to end up in your friend's field, will only happen if the wind blows it there. But even if they're on the ground, it doesn't have a din of shecha in your friend's field. So you can't bring a raya to Rabbi Yirmiyah what the din would be when it's in your own field and it's off the ground. So Gemara tries to be poshet the suffix of Rabbi Yirmiyah from a Braisa. Tashma, Omer Shechzik Bala Halicha Li'ir. Someone takes a bundle of grain from his field in order to bring it to the city. V'inichal Gabi Chaveru, and he puts the bundle on top of another bundle. Ushchachu, and then he forgot both of them out in the field. The halacha is Hatachton Shecha, the bottom one is Shecha, He'elyonein Shecha, the top one is not. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Shneim in Shecha, neither of them are Shecha. Why? Tachton Reshu Tamun, the bottom one is hidden because it's under the top one. Ve'alyam neshu tzaf, and the top one, because it's not on the ground, it's floating in the air. Sa'ad kan lo pligi ela b'tachton. So the whole machlokas is about the bottom one, whether that's shecha or not, because there's a machlokas whether tamun is shecha or not. Aval be'elyon divrei kol lo havi shecha, but apparently the top one, everyone would agree, is not shecha. So apparently when something is not on the ground, it's not shecha. Says Marno, shayni asam kivan di achzik be'zacha be'. The reason the top one is not shecha is not because it's floating in the air. It's because the person already picked it up, the owner already picked it up and made a kinyan in it. It's already his. Well, if he already picked it up and made a kinyan in it, why does it have to be on top of another bundle in order for it not to be shecha? Even if it's still on the ground, it should not be shecha. He already picked it up. You're right. And the only reason we set up the case that it's on top of the other one was to try to set up a case where the bottom one is tamun. So that's the halach we were trying to highlight. But the top one is not going to be shecha regardless because you lifted it up and were koneh for yourself as the owner. Says the Gemara, but how can you explain that? That's the logic of the Braisa. V'mipnei shehu tzaf. Ka'amar. The Braisa is explicit. It gives a reason. The reason the top one is potter is that it is tzaf, not because you already made a kinyan. Eima mipnei shehu ki tzaf. No, what you have to say is that it means to say that once you were kona it, it's as if it is always floating on the over the ground and is in your hands already. Meaning tzaf over here doesn't mean that it happens to be sitting on a pedestal of some sort or on a rock. It means that when just like when you carry something in your hands, it is tzaf, it's not directly on the karka. So once you once lifted it in your hands, it's as if it is always tzaf. One day he felt very good about himself, his mind was very clear, and he said, like, I am in Pumbedisa right now, ready to answer any questions that anyone wants to ask me, with whatever depth, like Ben Azai, who was such a charif and a bucky, used to walk around the Shukei Tveria where all challengers could come and ask him questions. So one of the rabbanon said to Abayi, okay, let's say you have two dead bodies, one on top of the other. How do you measure for the Agla Rufa? So min b'mino have tamun, and min b'mino lo have tzaf, me elyon modet. Do we assume that min b'mino is tamun, meaning the bottom mace is tamun, even though he's covered with another mace, which is min b'mino, it's the same min, and memela, it's excluded from the din of egla arufa, we cannot measure from the bottom one, and the top one, even though he's lifted off the ground, and he's on top of another mace, it's not like a mace that is floating on the water, because min b'mino is lo havetzaf, we don't consider something that's sitting on top of a like kind to be floating, and therefore you'd measure from the top one, adilma min b'mino havetzaf, or maybe no, maybe we say that when the top one is considered to be floating in the air, because the fact that it's on another body is considered an interposition, it's like being on a pedestal. Min b'mino lo have tamun. But the fact that the bottom one is underneath another body does not make it tamun because it's underneath something that's exactly like it. Mitachton modet, and therefore you measure from the bottom one. Oh, dilma, or maybe there's another possibility. Min b'mino have tamun, umin b'mino have tzav, lo mitachton modet, lo me'elion modet. Maybe min b'mino would make it tamun, meaning I don't care that it's another body that's on top of it. Bottom line is the bottom body is hidden. And the top body, I don't care that it's on top of another body, but the bottom line is it's not on the ground, and therefore you can't measure from either one. So what's the halacha when you have two bodies piled one on top of the other? So Amalei, so Abayi answers, Tanisua, we could be poshet this suffix, because we learned in the Tosefta. Omer shehechzik bo lahalicha li'ir, if you pick up a bundle of grain to bring it to the city of Yinich, and you put it on top of another bundle, ushchacho, and then you forget both of them. Hatachlon shechava elyon eino shechcha. The bottom one is shechcha. The top one is not. Rabbi Shimon Yudom, Rabbi Shimon, shneim eino shechcha. Hatachlon meishu tamun vaelyon meishu tzaf. Neither of them are shechcha. The bottom one is not shechcha because it is hidden. It's under the top one, and the top one is not shechcha because it is not sitting on the ground. So savrua da haytana Rabbi Yehuda sviru lehudamar besade pratul tamun, that we're assuming that this Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that which is hidden is not considered to be shecha. My love, b'akam ifli, and their machlokas is the marsaver min b'mino avitavon marsaver lo avitamun. The whole machlokas is whether min b'mino is considered tamun or not. Says more lo, ik Rabbi Yehuda sirilu dekliyam min b'mino avitamun. If you actually held that there was such a din of tamun by shecha, then they would all agree that min b'mino is tamun. V'hachav look at Rabbi Rabban kamifli, Rabbanan k'Rabbanan. Over here they're arguing the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan hold like the Tanakhama, holds like the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and hold that there's a din shichcha even on that which is tamun, and therefore even by min bemino, even if it is a din of tamun, it would still be subject to shichcha. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yehuda that an omer that's tamun doesn't have a din of shichcha, and therefore the bottom omer which is tamun doesn't have a din of shichcha. So Abaye wanted to be poshut from the brisa that min bemino, according to everybody, is considered to be tamun. So the Gemara says, now that tachia is not so great. Ihachi, if they're not arguing at all whether min bemino is tamun or not, my iria al gabe chavero afil bafar v'tzor nami. Why would you dafka set up the case where it's one on top of the other? Why don't you just say it's on top of dirt or it's on top of a rock? Says Mar inachinami lo diach kochad rabbi yudah damar afil min bemino have a tamun. Yeah, it could have set up the case where it's on top of a rock, but we wanted to highlight that not only is there a din of tamun, but something is considered tamun even when it's hidden under something that's exactly the same as it. I don't mean on top of a rock, I meant under a rock. But over here, under another body. So we wanted to highlight the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So once we say in the Mishnah that you're not orif the egla on chalal, that on a dead body that's tamun, that's talui, that's tzav, so the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that's going to teach us other cases where you're not orif and egla that are darshan from the pasuk. So maybe we'll pick up with that tomorrow, be'ezras Hashem. So we'll stop right there.